www.thebestofbrownsville.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, starting out the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. You know, I cannot stay away from politics. I have to tell you, I was having lunch last week with Roger Wiegand, my buddy, who is also very active on this particular website in terms of the radio, and we were talking about what's going on in the administration right now. And I did not realize something that Hillary Clinton said to Wolf Blitzer in an interview on CNN. I got to tell you, I find it to be absolutely amazing. This is a direct quote, okay? Clinton revealed her desire to leave yesterday in an interview with CNN's Wolf Blitzer, responding four times to his questions about whether she would accept a post during a potential second Obama administration with a single word. And guess what that word was? No. I find that to be absolutely, absolutely amazing that the Secretary of State, arguably the second or third most powerful woman in the U.S. government, person, I guess I should say, in the U.S. government, when asked if she would continue to serve under the current president, says no. And she doesn't say it once, she says it four times. I got to tell you, there's trouble a-brewing, huh, Raj?
I would say so, absolutely. You got to wonder what's going on in the White House, because this thing in ignoring Libya, and what's been happening, he's been just slaughtering the rebels and apparently has taken full charge of his country again. Meanwhile, the rest of the world is wondering what in the world is going on with our president.
Yep.
Decision, indecision, more indecision. And, you know, it just goes to me as being very consistent with the coddling of the Muslim community by the president.
I find that to be amazing. It is just, you know, a lot of interesting things have happened, Raj. A lot of interesting things have happened that I find to be absolutely unbelievable. For example, on Thursday, front page of the paper, all over all of the headlines, UN authorizes military strikes on Libya. You know, that came out on Reuters. The direct quote here is, the United Nations, according to Reuters, the United Nations authorized military actions to curb Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi on Thursday, hours after he threatened to storm the rebel bastion of Benghazi overnight, showing no mercy, no pity. You know, I got to tell you, why the heck can't the world stay away? Now, I know there are people who are saying, you know, atrocities, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know what? There were atrocities that occurred during the Civil War in the United States. There were atrocities that occurred during the Revolutionary War in the United States. But you know what? We didn't have a whole bunch of people coming in and telling us how to run our store. I have to tell you, thank God we have people like Congressman Ron Paul who says, you know what, let's mind our own knitting and let the world mind theirs. I cannot understand. I know the UN did this at the urging of President Obama. Raj, I got to tell you, buddy, I don't get it.
Well, it's an abdication of responsibility by the president, from my view. When you abdicate your responsibility and give it to somebody else, you're not perceived as a decision maker. And as a result, the UN now is running the United States of America. The UN is nothing but a cabal of anti-American people from all over the world, and they're looking to have a one-world government, and they're looking to have the blue-helmet army, supposedly, that's going to run everything. I can only hope that the American generals and the American people with smarter heads can prevail on this thing, because there's no leadership in this country.
Well, the thing that's amazing to me is, you know, you have a couple of options. Okay, President Bush, for example, went in to Iraq because he felt, based on the information that he had, Iraq posed a direct, for lack of better terms, threat to the United States. Okay, Libya and the actions in Libya do not pose a direct threat against the United States. Roger, I have to tell you, I am absolutely livid about this deal.
Well, you know, what can you do? I mean, it's a continuation of things that we've seen over the past couple of years by this president. He won't make a decision. He's a fence straddler. He did that when he was in the U.S. Senate. He did that when he was in the State House in the state of Illinois. There's just absolutely no decision. There's an abdication of responsibility. And considering the events in the world, I find it pretty terrifying.
You know, it's terrifying. It's terrifying if you put this in conjunction with what's going on with our Secretary of State. You know, and I have to tell you, I have a certain amount of respect for Hillary Clinton. I've read her biographies or various biographies. I know she's a very aggressive woman. I know that she is a very, very, let's just say, aggressive woman, for lack of better terms. But, you know, I have to tell you, she has shown some character in some of the things that she has done in the past, and I think that she's showing some character here, saying, you know what, I don't really support what this guy's doing, and I'm not going to be a part of it.
Well, I think that's holding herself to higher standards, and I'm not a Hillary fan either, but in this case, I think she's absolutely correct, and she's personally making the right decision. You know, when I heard about this, I couldn't believe it myself, but in digging around and finding the information, and it was broadcast everywhere, but a lot of people didn't pick up on it for some reason.
Yeah, pretty interesting. You know, Roger, I have to tell you, we have got, in my opinion, perhaps the mother of all black swan events coming right around the corner. And let me tell you what I mean by that, okay? We have a situation in Japan right now that I hope and pray turns out to So there really isn't any more injury, any more damage, et cetera, to Japan. I mean, you were talking earlier saying that there's some discussion about potentially the city of Tokyo may have to be evacuated. Okay, that would be absolutely terrible. That would be a disaster, huge, huge disaster. But, you know, you take that, you couple that with now the U.S. Encouraging the UN to go in and oppose Muammar Gaddafi. You couple that with the inflationary pressures going on in our country. You couple that with the fact that the Secretary of State of the United States comes out and basically doesn't really support the administration that she's working for. I mean, I got to tell you, man, this is getting really, really interesting.
It really is. And on the near term, and by that I mean the next 2-3 days, I'm thinking that the most important thing is the Japanese people in charge of the nuclear reactors have got to get to stop that meltdown, because if they don't and they have to evacuate Tokyo, I think that would wipe out the stock markets.
You're talking about the stock market on a worldwide level, is that correct?
On a worldwide basis. If Tokyo had to evacuate many millions of people, I don't know the population, but it's somewhere between 15 and 24 million, whatever it is, it's huge. And that's a major city and metropolis. It's a major key city for finance and for corporations throughout the world. And if they have to shut that city down and get those people out of there, I think it's adios stocks.
You know, I have to take an issue. I'm not sure that I would completely agree with that, but I would say this would be the mother of all black swan events. You know, you've been talking about a major meltdown in the markets for quite some time right now. This may be it, Roger. I know Bob Moriarty earlier in the show was kind of going along the same line of reasoning, that, you know, he's very, very pessimistic about the future of the financial markets. And I don't know, we're seeing things happen right now that, Roger, to me are just absolutely mind-boggling. What do you suggest that people do, buddy?
Well, people need to take care of themselves and their family and friends. All they can do is take precautions to be self-sufficient to the extent they can drop out of the system. And some of our analyst friends have been saying that for a long time, as have we. You know, you better have a full pantry. You better have cash in your house. You better be invested in gold and silver coins. And you better be able to deal with things if there's a bank run, a bank shutdown, or a system breakdown, because nobody's going to help you. You're going to be on your own.
Here's an opinion. Okay, we have a lot of colleagues who are saying, you know, we're looking to leave the country. You know, we've got people, we've got colleagues who are living in Costa Rica. We've got colleagues who are living in the Caymans. I know a guy who lives in Costa Rica who refuses to come back to the United States. We have other people who are looking at properties in Argentina, etc. You know what I say? It's our damn country. Let's stand up. Let's do something about it. Let's make it better. Agree or disagree? You got
absolutely
5 seconds,
disagree.
Buddy.
And our friend Pat Gorman, the coin dealer, has said exactly the same thing. He said, I'm not going to leave my country. This is America. I'm an American. I'm going to stand for what I believe in. And if it comes to a fight, I'm going to fight.
Amen. Roger, thank you so much. Big Al's going to be right back with Del Steiner of Premium Exploration. Stick around.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Going to get a bit of an update right now on one of our sponsor companies and also a company that Big Al happens to be invested in. company called Premium Exploration. They've been on the show a number of times before. Del Steiner, in the interest of full disclosure, and his wife are really good friends of our families. We are invested in the company, and they are also sponsors on our website. So I am highly, highly biased. I think this is a really good situation. Don't construe what we're going to talk about as being investment advice, because it's not. We are simply telling you what we are doing, and you know exactly what Big Al is doing right now. Del, thanks so much for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
You bet, Al. Glad to talk to you.
Let me open up by saying I was in Phoenix visiting another property here a couple, 3 days ago, actually 4 or 5 days ago. Dr. Michael Berry also was on that trip. And Mike, being a good friend of mine, and I were talking about companies that we have an interest in. I said, you know, one that I've invested in is a company that's got working very, very hard up in Idaho. They're getting some great results. And he said, I'll bet you that's Premium Exploration. And I said, well, yes, it is. And he said, yeah. He said, from what I've seen, that looks like a really good deal. What's going on, Del? I mean, let's have an update exactly so what you guys are doing up there. You've got a huge, huge land position in Idaho. What are you doing with it?
We, as you know, Al, we completed last year a number of things with both geophysics, geochemistry, and a 10,000-meter drill program. All those data streams are currently being compiled into advancing our knowledge on the property. As you know, this area in central Idaho produced approximately 8 million ounces historically. The structure we're working on is 30 kilometers in length. 20 kilometers of that has been extensively plastered, as you will recall, when you were up there. Every drainage and side draw was heavily plastered. The area is not glaciated, so it's our conclusion it's local gold that has been put in place by weathering. So it's our job now to figure out over this 30-kilometer structure where the potential multi-million-ounce targets are, and we feel there are more than the one we're currently working on at Pet Site Friday, and start drilling. To initiate 2011 for that purpose, what we've done is we've set out a very ambitious program that includes permitting for approximately 100 drill sites along the strategically placed along the length of this 30 kilometers. We'll have two drills contracted to do 25,000 meters initially, starting up as soon as weather permits. We also will do in excess of 10,000 soil samples to connect the blocks that we've connected. We just announced a 8-kilometer strike length of soils that matches the historical soils plus the geophysics and the drilling that shows this 30-kilometer strike of this regional system in spades. We also have ground MAG and IP geophysics going on at the same time, looking at a $6 to $8 million budget. So we have a very ambitious 2011 program coming up.
There's some very, very interesting news that will be coming out shortly. We don't want to, we don't want to extrapolate, or extrapolate's the wrong word, but I guess we really can't discuss those because the news isn't out yet, and I don't even know what it is, and that's as it should be. But, you know, I have to tell you, Del, you have been working on these projects in Idaho for a long, long time. As listeners are aware, I have been involved with you guys off and on for, gosh, almost 25 years now. I mean, the first time I flew into Twin Falls was probably 25 years ago, and you know, we drove up to the property then. It was just totally grassroots. Now you've got, you know, you've got a whole lot of work going on there. If I'm not mistaken, your land package has probably increased fivefold, you know, in the past 25 years, and you've really got the attention of a lot of serious players in our industry, and I'm happy for you.
I appreciate that. Our land position has increased fivefold in the last year,
yeah,
as a matter of fact. So it's everything is building. The real breakthrough in this area is because you have so much tree duff and soil development that you have no outcropping. So it takes figuring out where the system is before you can drill. Doing the airborne geophysics over 30 kilometers has caused this thing to just jump out on a map at you so that
right,
you can see the structure. And then Mike Austinson, our VPX has worked diligently in the drill programs on the Pet Site Friday to make a model with which to explore the balance of this. Luckily, in making that model, we will have substantially increased the 550,000-ounce resource, we think, above a million,
yeah,
which all bodes well. But as importantly is we now have a model that we think is going to carry clear through this thing, that we can find these structurally prepared targets like the Friday and commence a drill program on them and just see what's there for ounces, knowing that we've got the Friday fault on the east and the Monday fault on the west that define what we're looking at. In fact, this Monday fault that we just covered on the Friday right at the end of the drill program is going to add substantially to the Friday, and we've got 900 meters of strike on that still needs to be drilled. So virtually everything that we're doing is advancing not only the knowledge internally that we have, but stuff that bodes well for the market understanding that this is going to be a regional play with long-term continuing success.
You know, the question that I would have, and I know that we've discussed this before and you're open to all alternatives, but you know, one of two things is going to happen. A major company is going to come in and take out, you know, buy out your interest, and which is going to be very, well, which typically is very profitable for shareholders. Or you guys are going to do it yourself and potentially put this thing into production yourself down the road. Which of those two potential actions do you favor the most?
Both. What we're doing at this time is collecting confidentiality agreements. We have a number from both mid and larger companies,
yeah.
And what our intent is, because of the way this is developing with these targets, is to advance a target to the stage that a producer needs to come in and take it over,
sure.
Which is where we're at on the Friday, almost,
uh-huh.
And then move on to the next target and always have a target for premium ahead of us that we
right.
can continue drilling and advancing, and we can do at that point either of two things. We can do the whole shear zone in this fashion until you've got 3 to 4 mines on it.
Right.
Or if we come across something that just we can't resist, we could convert and do some production ourselves. So we have virtually every opportunity out there in front of us, and this will happen systematically over the next couple of years,
sure.
to put these targets in a position we understand them and advance the Friday to production as rapidly as it can happen.
There you have it. We're going to keep you up to date. Remember, this is not investment advice. Remember, Big Al does own stock in this company. Remember, this company is a sponsor on our website. Click on their banner, you can get all the information you want.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, Big Al is back. You know, a little bit of a company update right now on one of our sponsor companies, Canisil Resources. Have the president of the company, Baman Yamini, on the line with me. You know, I have been involved with Canisil for quite some time now. Took an equity position in Canisil about, I don't know, 6 or 7 months ago. I can't even remember when it was. I'm very, very happy with that. Should I decide to purchase more stock, you know, as a matter of full disclosure, I'll let you folks know about that. And should I decide to sell any Canisil stock, I'll let you folks know about that also. Please don't construe this as being investment advice, because it is not. I am not a registered investment advisor. Neither is Baman Yamini. We are simply giving you an update on a company that is a sponsor of our. Baman, how you doing?
Very well. Thanks very much, Al.
Okay, where do we start? You guys have been very, very busy. We're in an interesting market right now, but we really don't need to talk about that. Let's talk more about what's going on in terms of your operations down in Mexico.
That's right. Our plans for the first 6 months of 2000 that we announced early in the year in January were primarily on Canisil's side, was to complete some large airborne surveys, geophysical surveys, on our Victoria, Salamandra, and Sandra Escobar projects. And all those three surveys have been completed successfully. We're now waiting for the results for analysis, and the logistics went very well. These are surveys that require precision helicopter flying and precision instruments in the area. It is thanks to the Geotech team, who are our contractors, and also our team based in Durango, that these surveys went ahead extremely successfully. We're all completed. The last one was done last week.
Okay.
And now we are standing by for the results from them.
First of all, Mag Silver is very involved with you guys. Peter McGaw is happens to be an old friend of mine. Peter, I think, is the kind of the dean of the geologists when it comes to knowledge about Mexico. He really knows, certainly, I think, as much or more than most of the geologists working down there. What exactly are you doing with Peter right now and Mag Silver?
With Mag Silver, we have signed an option agreement in August of 2010 for them to earn a 60% interest in our La Esperanza project by spending $5 million over 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
The first-year commitment is $750,000 firm, and as part of that, they've been extremely active. In October, November of 2010, they completed a ZTEM airborne survey over the project, which is a very large area. It's about 200 square kilometers. And since January, they've had crews on the ground. They've upgraded the roads, and they've been mapping and sampling and defining drill targets. And we believe, based on the pace of the work that we see going on, of course, it's not in our hands, in our decision, it's in Mag's hands, but we believe that within the next couple of months, I would think at the most, they'll be on the ground testing some of those drill targets.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely in the first half of this year, we expect to see some drilling on La Esperanza carried out by Mag. As part of the agreement also requires that they complete a minimum of at least 1,500 meters of drilling within the first year exploration program.
What else is going on in Mexico? That's one particular project, but you've got 10 of them down there.
Right. The second one, which is going to be very active, we basically have three large projects which are advancing actively in the first 6 months of this year, three large targets being tested. The second one is the Carina project, which is under option to Pan American Silver. They have the option agreement is for them to earn a 55% interest over 4 years by spending $3.65 million. The first-year requirement would be $365,000, of which $200,000 is a firm commitment. And again, they have the reports I have from our team in Mexico is that Pan American's group and geologists have been very busy since the beginning of the year mapping and sampling and defining drill targets. So we wouldn't be surprised, again, to see them drilling on the project, on the Carina project fairly soon. Again, that's a large gold-silver target there. So that's the second target that will be tested by one of our option and JV partners. And then the third one is the Sandra Escobar project in northern Durango, where that was part of our program for the ZTEM surveys that has been completed now. And we're just finalizing the drill contract and expect to have a drill on the ground, I would think, within the next 2 to 3 weeks at the most. And that will be an initial 1,500-meter drill program to test the high-grade silver veins and potentially the disseminated silver-gold target at San Escobar. So altogether between those, there will be three large projects moving forward actively in Mexico and being drill tested, I would hope, within the first 6 months of this year.
You know, it's interesting. I had dinner last night with Roger Wiegand. Roger has a newsletter called Trader Tracks, and Canasol is one of the companies that he follows on a regular basis in Trader Tracks. And we were chatting about your company, and he was saying, you know, he said people focus a lot when they talk about Canasol, they focus a lot on what's going on in Mexico. But he said, Al, don't forget, they've got some really promising exploration projects up in British Columbia, specifically four of them.
Yeah, we do. They're good projects. Of the four projects we have in BC, the most advanced one is the Brenda Gold Copper Project. It's,
mm-hmm.
It's a very large project, has the potential for a very large gold copper porphyry system. We have applied for the permits and hope to be receiving the permits for a 6,000-meter multi-year program on the Brenda. And that's one where we believe has a deep-seated gold-copper porphyry target, which could eventually turn out to be very big. Needs to be tested, obviously, and we are lined up either to have the permits so that either Canasol can conduct the program there, depending on the funding, et cetera, or there's also been interest by larger companies in the option JV agreement on that as well. So we're following up both avenues to see where that goes. And the other one that's very intriguing is the Lil Silver Project. Again, it hosts some narrow but extremely high-grade silver veins. A recent study we had done indicates that it might also have the potential for hosting a larger disseminated system as well. So, again, we are putting in the plans to be able to test that project as well.
Now, plans for the rest of the year then would have to be, I would just have to say, is keeping on with the exploration work, and that means there should be a pretty prolific news flow, for lack of better terms, coming out, right?
There definitely will be. So there will be the three projects in Mexico that are moving forward actively, will be tested, and there will be news flow from those. We have, again, additional contacts and interest and possibilities of further option JV agreements in Mexico as well as in BC. So that will create additional opportunities. And certainly as we get into the summer and the fall, that will be the season for working up in BC. So we'll see some activity up there later in the year, as well as the activity continuing in Mexico, because a lot of the programs in Mexico, we do a phase one drilling, and depending on the results, then you move on to phase two. So there are provisions for that as well. So it should be an extremely active year for us this year as we go through.
Canisil has a very, very strong management team. Mr. Yamini is highly qualified in the area. There's absolutely no question about that. He's got some folks working with him, among others Mike McGinnis and Art Fries, and also Dr. Peter McGaugh, who are very, very qualified. These folks do not get involved in projects unless they are projects that definitely make sense. I would suggest, if you want more information on Canisil Resources, click on the banner on our website. You know, don't take what I'm saying and what Bauman is saying, don't take that as seriously as your own research. Take a look at the company, make up your own mind. You know, when you take responsibility for your own decisions, that limits, in my case, I have found, that limits your chances of losses in the markets should you decide to invest. Bauman, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Al, and that's great advice you're giving to your listeners, and there's lots of information on our website and lots of material on which they can base their decisions.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Appreciate you joining me. Chatting right now with my friend Brian London. Brian is the purveyor. Is that the right word? I'm not sure. The owner of the New Orleans Gold Show, which is, in my opinion, the granddaddy. Well, not in my opinion, and truthfully, is the granddaddy of all the hard asset conferences in the world. And I think that of the conferences in the United States, given the array of speakers, the quality of speakers, the time frame of the conference, et cetera, the New Orleans Gold Show, Brian's conference is far and away the best of all of them, and Big Al is looking forward to attending this coming year. It's going to be in October. But listen, the purpose of this is to talk about that. The purpose of this is to, number one, get Brian's opinion on what's going on in the precious metals markets right now. You know, Brian, I was chatting earlier with Dr. Michael Berry, and Mike was saying that he was in Manhattan and he was chatting with some analysts back there, and they were absolutely amazed given the environment that we're in right now with the turmoil in the Middle East, the Black Swan event that occurred in Japan, the inflationary pressures in the United States. They were absolutely amazed that the price of gold and the price of silver hadn't really, really dramatically increased. I mean, it's increased, but it certainly hasn't been dramatic. Give me your thoughts on that, will you?
Well, you know, Al, I think that really bluntly reflects a bit of a lack of understanding of gold. You know, a lot of people think that gold's supposed to go up on the basis of geopolitical crises, and occasionally it does. But what happens in these crises is it quite often sends people running for cover, especially people who are over-margined in certain investment positions. What that means is they have to raise cash, or they run to the safety of cash. Some may run to the safety of gold, but by and large, in today's markets, it means people are running to cash because the margin clerks are hounding them, and they have to. So what do? They sell whatever they can. And in these markets, or in this kind of a situation, that's where gold really, really fulfills its role as a source of value, a store of value. You know, it's the bank that's always open, and it can take a run on the bank, but you'll always be able to sell gold. And that's what happens. it tends to wipe off the speculative froth in gold because the weak hands will sell the metal rather than run to the safety of the metal. So, you know, it's a source of liquidity. And in these types of liquidity crunches, gold will get sold off as well as a lot of other things. But what has amazed me is how, you know, we had that one big hit in gold, and we, you know, went down as much as $50, recovered with about a $30, $34 loss. But we took that big hit, and then the metals largely recovered. There isn't that much speculative premium in gold, or not as much as a lot of people think there is.
Yeah.
And the underlying thing that moves the metal are currency issues, just the creation of these huge quantities of fiat currencies in debt that we've seen over the past couple of years.
Yeah. It's an interesting time. Thoughts on silver, Brian?
Well, silver is playing catch-up, and you know, we've been talking about, a lot of people have been talking about the new situation in silver, that, you know, over the years has been a huge silver surplus, and everyone is waiting for it to get eaten away.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen now is that it apparently has finally been eaten away, and in fact, there's a silver shortage out there. There's greater demand than there is supply, at least in the short term, and that's resulting in some of the spikiness and spikes upward in the silver price. And we're finally seeing silver play catch up with gold.
What do you think about the stocks right now? You know, I think we have a very interesting buying opportunity right now. And the reason I say that is some of the stocks in my portfolio, for example, are down a bit, okay? Some as much as, let's say, 15 to 20%, which is, you know, it certainly shouldn't cause panic. But my thoughts at this moment in time are, I think it's a heck of a time to buy. Let me give you an example. You know, a company that I follow is a company called, and I don't happen to have a share position in it right now, but the company is called Timmins Gold. Timmins Gold fell down to around $2.15 earlier this week. Today it's back up over $2.55. I mean, there's got to be a lot of very happy people right now who bought it at $2.15.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, there was just a clearance sale on all of these stocks, especially the juniors, across the board, in some real buying opportunities. And I got out an alert to my readers, to my gold newsletter alert service, and recommended a bunch. And the next day, these stocks were up, you know, 10, 15, even 20%. And some of these stocks, stocks are up, you know, 30% now since that low. In particular, if you look at some of the uranium juniors, we've seen some dramatic falls there across the board, 40 to 50% haircuts almost immediately on this news in Japan. And I think that's a buying opportunity.
Huge, yeah. I'm sorry.
If you have the speculative will, you know, and the ability to survive, you know, to take those kinds of risks, the upside there is that they just pop right back to where they were once all this blows over.
I agree 100% on that. What do you think about some of the rare element stocks? You know, it's I'm seeing some real price declines there. Here's an example, a company I own stock in, for lack of better terms, Rare Element Resources, you know, down from, what, $16, $17 down to the mid-10s.
Yeah, I think Rare Element's a great buy right now. That's one of the stocks that I've recommended, actually. And you know, I was actually the first person to recommend that stock at around 30, 40 cents years ago.
Good for you.
And you know, before anyone started thinking about rare earths, and for so long, people were buying that stock because of its gold assets, and really didn't care about the rare earths. And
lo and
behold, they just came out with their first resource estimate of nearly a million ounces of gold resource as well. So that's another kicker for that play.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about some of the ag stocks, some of the potash stocks, for example?
Well, they had their little jump there with the takeover, the M&A action in that sector. I think that there are a few players out there. You know, I like Encanto Potash. It had a nice bump. That's an interesting sector. It's kind of like the diamond stocks were years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't transition from looking at gold and silver deposits into that area because there is some specialty. It's a specialty area. There's some
right.
expertise you need and some different metrics. The capital cost to develop a mine are so large and take so long, and the mine lives are so
yeah.
long that it's kind of a different animal, as it were.
Sure.
It's not an easy play to get into. But I like some of those. I like the sector over the
long term. I like the sector, too. I think it's a very, very interesting place to be right now. Got a couple of minutes left here, actually about a minute left here. I know that this is way, way ahead of schedule, but any interesting guests lined up for the show this October?
Well, I'm working on some very big names.
I bet you are.
And kind of taking the leap and willing to write the big checks. But
right.
We're looking at some names that no one else will, you won't be able to see in any other venue anywhere. We're just waiting back for some replies. But we've already lined up some interesting people. We have Charles Krauthammer again.
Sure.
He'll actually
sure.
be debating James Carville, which are two of the more dynamic minds around, and Carville certainly very bombastic, so that should be.
Carville, I think, is a very, very interesting man. I have to tell you, either love the guy
yeah.
or you hate the guy, but I think the guy is incredible, for lack of better terms.
Right.
I want to close this out, you guys, by saying that keep track of Brian's show, the New Orleans Gold Show. It really is an excellent show. Very sophisticated speakers, very big name, for lack of better term, speakers. It's a show that really, really merits your attention. It's held in a great part of New Orleans, and you know what? For a few days out of every year, New Orleans is perhaps one of the most interesting cities in the United States to visit. Also, listen for Brian on the on our Kitco radio show, which will be airing this coming Monday. We're going to get his views on precious metals there also. Mr. London, always a pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.